Heavenly Father, as we close this time together, we thank you so much for who you are. We thank you so much for Jesus being the bridegroom and claiming the church as the bride. But God, as we look at this concept today, we recognize that we have failed you, and many times in our own marriages, because there's times, God, that we have pulled away from our spouse. There's times when we've criticized our spouse. There's time that we hadn't had time on our spouse's needs. There was times that we didn't submit. There was times that we didn't serve. There was times that we hurt each other rather than embrace each other. And God, we admit today that we haven't displayed that relationship to the rest of the world like you've called us to do in our Christian homes. So God, we ask your forgiveness today for our mistakes. We ask you that you would lead us and guide us and give us another chance. Take us back into the direction, God, that you want us to go. I pray that you convict each of us today to let go of some of the things we disagree with, some of the conflict that we tend to be stuck in the middle of. For some of us, God, it feels like we're standing in waist-deep mud and we just can't get out because of the situation we're in our lives. But God, help us just to move out of that right now. Take our eyes off of what is hurtful. Take our eyes off of the conflict. And help us just to go back, find a friend if we're not married. And if we are married, God, let's just help us all just to look into the eyes of our spouse and search for you. Lay down our lives, sacrifice self, ask you into our hearts, and love each other to fulfill the law. We pray, God, for every church that's represented here this evening, every denomination and every culture. We pray that tonight a light could begin to glow within us, that could be shared and displayed wherever we go, and so that the world may see what it really looks like, the connection that you have with your church. Help us to begin that in our marriages. We pray for our children. We pray that we could just provide the environment that those children need to thrive in, a godly environment of security, of stability, of soundness, of biblical direction that comes through our hearts. Sometimes we're so good at pointing fingers or finding mistakes, but God, help us to lead by example, to serve with all our hearts and be you as you called us to be. Thank you for your unconditional love. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the death of your Son, God, on the cross for us so that we may be redeemed back in love to you. God, protect us as we go through the rest of this evening. Help us again to edify you, to glorify you, to recognize that all good comes only from you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.